I'm excited for this week, reconnecting with an old friend. We met, no surprise here, through networking, this time on Instagram. He's a veteran on the shows. We last touched base when he started doing work in France. He was in South Africa. He's US-based. He's all over the place. We're bringing on Sella to talk about his transformation now to Black Butterfly. It's great to see you, man.
You as well, brother. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Everyone tuning in, welcome back to That Entrepreneur Show, the podcast that inspires you to become the best version of yourself. I've had the opportunity to sit down with a new entrepreneur each week since 2019. And for this week, we're bringing back one of my favorite guests because of all the value he continues to bring to you all through his firsthand experiences. I think we should start right at the top here. We're going through this brand change. You're transforming, you're growing. Let's talk what is leading you from Sella to Black Butterfly.
Yeah, so like many years ago, I always had the Black Butterfly tattoo. And my friend who gave it to me, he told me like the definition of the Black Butterfly. Cause I felt like, to be honest, I felt like the butterfly was so redundant and like everyone uses it and it's so like just common, but I never heard of the Black Butterfly at all the time. You see like the symbolism and stuff. So he told me like it means like death, ego, rebirth, transformation. And yeah, man, when I was in the south of France, I'm not gonna lie, I had like a very like uncomfortable situation with the person I was working with. And I woke up one day and I don't know, I went to him and I was like, my new name is Black Butterfly. And he was like, okay. And I knew in my head, I was like, I knew exactly why I wanted it. I just was at a point where I lost so many connections with producers I was working with, sound engineers. A lot of people just gave me a lot of false hopes still after like doing this industry for 13 years. So I was like, I'm losing inspiration in my music, man. Like I wasn't having fun anymore. I wasn't being as honest as I wanted to. Right. So I just felt like I needed like a change, like a rebirth. And I don't know, just the Black Butterfly came to me and I was like, this is my music, you know? Sella's my brand. I want Sella to stay in my branding. I want Sella to stay as like a movement because, you know, the idea behind Sella is like, you know, freedom, kind of similar to Black Butterfly in a way. It's like self-expression. It's like stop and listen. So we'll Sella with one L. So I felt like changing to Black Butterfly was more appropriate for me for my music because it gave my music more of a purpose for me, at least. When I market it, when I do my visuals, when I do my recording, I now have like a more idealistic place to focus what I want for my music. And yeah, and I record everything now. I engineer everything now. I'm
making
my own music now. So it's like, it's definitely like a rebirth of me. So it just felt so perfect to be the Black Butterfly. I took out the A, obviously, and I keep it as one word because I really like artist names that have like three names in one, but it's condensed into one word. I just think it looks so cool. So yeah, man, the whole idea of it was just, it was a fun and like enlightening experience for me just to transform my music to something a bit more consistent, I guess.
So as Sella, you were just creating the music. Now as the Black Butterfly, you've learned to engineer, you've learned to produce, and you've learned to do all these things. And I think you made a great point there, rebounding from false hopes. And I've typed up for the show notes. Yeah. Something I'm constantly dealing with, and through entrepreneurship, I have a solo episode. You know, I'm recorded so far out now, so I haven't put the solo episode out yet, but I'm going to talk about in that show people speaking without intention, and that people like us who are honest, people who expect what we hear to be true, we lose our most valuable asset, and that's time, waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm at the point now where, as you know, I'm a school speaker. I'm trying to get in these schools, but my conversion rate has been not promising. I'm getting into schools, but I'm putting in so much more work than I should. I'm
just giving schools,
tons of free books, tons of free materials, which is fine because I want them to have it. But I'm getting great feedback on the books. I'm getting all of these things. They're saying you'll be perfect for fourth and fifth grades. I see you coming in for this. We're going to bring you in for this. But then instead of just having honest communication, I just get ghosted. And now I'm reaching out four times. It's been happening for years. So now we're making a nice transition behind the scenes to get more involved with the hospital and doing some more work at the hospital, trying to get, I mean, the hospital patients and the kids. I mean, I want to get involved any way I can. And now I'm looking forward to trying to make a difference with people who want my work, who are appreciating my work. And just like you, you're finding ways to transition. But you first joined me, I don't even know, it might have been 2020, 2021. You were in Cape Town. You were in South Africa.
Yeah.
Compare and contrast that in France for me. Where did you like living best?
Cape Town is always going to be in its own like vicinity, because it's just South Africa is so slept on when it comes to like how amazing it can be. Obviously, despite the with the whole racism and everything went out there in the government post that, it's still an amazing place and it has so much potential. So like, I never to be honest compare any place to Cape Town. Like I love Cape Town. But France, the fact that everyone, it's crazy. When I say I'm France, everyone automatically thinks Paris. So like to be in the place that was not Paris, I was like literally in the south of France where it was sunny. Like it was not cold. It was like there was lizards.
Like, really?
Yeah, dude. It was a whole cultural shock, bro. I was like, this is France, you know? That was, despite the bad things that happened there, I'm still grateful that my ex-friend brought me there. Because without going there, I wouldn't have discovered Black Butterfly. I wouldn't have tried to learn how to engineer my music. You know, he gave me a computer, which I still have now. So like, I felt like that situation made me become what I am right now. So I don't look bad at France. I was just more of, it just didn't work out how I planned.
Right.
But it was great, bro. Like every day I would go to the lake. Like there was a lake in France and had like all these like trees and greenery and no one was there. And I literally would engineer at the lake. I brought my laptop there. Like it was
sick.
Yeah, dude, it was an amazing experience. I really appreciate the fact that life brought me there and also made me really realize how blessed I am to be where I'm at, to have my family like I do, because being there, you know, I was sleeping on the couch and it wasn't like a nice couch. And, you know, that was like a 33. So I turned 33 before I went to France. So yeah, bro, the whole idea of like me being 33, sleeping on the couch again for my music, I was just like, I felt like I was taking steps back, but really, bro, I was like, I was propelling myself where I'm going right now. So yeah, I don't take anything back.
Yeah. I mean, you giving great advice again there, you're finding bright spots, even when things aren't working out. And I've had this conversation with someone just so recently, just being grateful for the things that are in front of you. And you have all these learning lessons that you've carried over. I'd love to now touch on some of this new music you've not only created, but you've engineered and produced.
Mm.
We'll start with where we can find everything. We'll plug you right now again at the end, of course. And then let's talk about some of the new music you're most proud of.
Yeah, man. So yeah, Black Butterfly is on every platform, thankfully. I'm still under Equity, which is Jay-Z's new company, which is still cool. It's not like I have like a contract under Jay-Z, but I'm under a company that he made. It's not Roc Nation, but it's still like, for me, as an artist, I looked up to Jay-Z and like, I want to
be a musician. So, like, New York guy right here. So you know.
Yeah, you know, so it's just steps in like a direction, and you know, also, it's nice because I have my close friend story, the company, and like whenever they watch my close friend stories or anybody that I have my close friend story that aren't actually like my friends, but they're like people that I admire and they watch my close friend stories. I mean, man, I don't need you to say anything to me. The fact you took time out your day to watch my story, it's like I'm not doing nothing wrong. You know what I mean? So like I always like do small things for myself to allow myself to know that people are watching me. And I used to get in my head because I do not pay third. So for Sela, I won't lie, man. I paid for streams. I paid for listeners on Spotify because people ask, how do you get Spotify? This is whatever. If you honestly are like anyone would know to Google everything. So you can be like, I want more listeners on Spotify. I want more followers on Instagram. Man, I did that. And I paid something like for like $50. And I was so happy when I have it. But then everything went away, bro. And I told myself for Black Butterfly, I'm not paying any streamings. I'm not paying any listeners from my Instagram page. I'm not paying for followers on the Black Butterfly page. I'm not paying nothing. I want everything to be organic. And everyone says like you have to pay now for anything. And I mean, I feel like to an extent it's true if you want to be in that game. But for me, I feel like you don't need to pay for things to be known. You just have to keep working and keep trying to make things that are impactful. And once the right people see it, like it's going to make a ripple effect. That's I'll die to this day to going with that idea of like, you know, how to work. So with Black Butterfly, I haven't paid for streams. I haven't paid for followers on Instagram. I haven't paid for listeners. I haven't done nothing. And so it's taking a sweet time, bro. I think right now the most listeners I got on Black Butterfly on Spotify was like 600. But for me, like even with Sela, I only had like 700, and that was for 14 years. So the fact that my way of thinking Black Butterfly already got pretty much the same amount of Sela within a few months, it was, to me, it was like, all right, man, maybe I'm not too crazy, you know?
It speaks volumes, dude.
It speaks volume, bro. A lot of people were like, you know, they'll have like, you know, 90,000, 100,000 followers on, you know, Spotify and shit. So like, sometimes I feel stupid, you know, because I have like a 200K on Instagram. But for me, it's like Instagram doesn't correlate to the next platforms. And I think people don't want to understand that. They think that, oh, you have 200K on Instagram and blue check, you must be doing good. It's like, dude, like, you know how many people have a million followers on Instagram that you don't know about? Right. Like, there's so many. So if you're basing that off of me and my success, it's like you either are lazy in your thinking or you're just not respecting my grind, because I'm working so hard just to stay relevant on IG. You know what I mean? And now that I with Black Butterfly, I shoot all my, so Sela, I kind of used to shoot my own photos, but now I do all my own visuals, bro. So from videos to photos to content, everything self-timer, man. And people think I have this huge team. And I like it, but also I don't like it, because it's like people are just expecting that I'm good and that I'm doing everything with a team behind me, but they don't want to accept that I'm not a struggling artist with my soul, with my energy, but financially, man, like I'm still struggling, bro. Like I have to like fucking do so much stuff just to get by. And I think that's the thing with Black Butterfly that kind of gives me inspiration, because for once in my life, like I shot my first music video. I put that out. Well, not my first, but my first under Black Butterfly. I shot everything on my iPhone 11 Pro, not 13 or 14, on an old Nikon D70 camera, self-timer. I edited myself in Premiere Pro. I shot the video. I did the vocals. I did the recording. I did the production. I took guitar strings from a guy online. I wrote him, say, hey, man, I use your strings in my song. I gave you like, you know, a percentage on whatever. He's like, thank you so much. But I put those things together. The old beat that I had was a beat from like 5 years ago, bro. I took that beat. I changed it up because my friend couldn't have the files to it. I added to it, engineered it. So like when I put that out there, I was like, man, this is purely me.
Absolutely. You
know? And so when people are like writing me about it and like, dude, this song was great. I had this really cool guy from Germany that writes me, and he always writes me in German. I have to translate. Yeah. But basically he said, hey man, the new song, the aesthetic is great. The video is great. I really like the feeling. Keep going. And I need that, man. Cause like, even like my homies from like, you know, high school, they don't write me like that. It'd be all these random people that I never met, but they gave me detailed feedback, and they're not like, yes, man. They're like, hey man, I don't like this kind of style of music, but you sound great. I'm like, thank you. You know, because I don't need you to like be telling me everything I do is great. It's like, tell me how you feel. Even like kids from India writing me now saying you should do animation in your videos more. And it's cool because like as I'm doing something in the process no one knows about, people are saying things I should do that I'm doing. So I feel like I'm really like on a good energy wave right now, that like everything that I'm doing is like connecting to people, and it's also already where it needs to be without me having to hustle, or like, you know, I always hustle, but without having to like stress about, oh, am I doing the right song? Am I talking about the right things? I'm just literally doing me right now. And like, it's finally connecting with people. So like Black Butterfly is hard, but it's the best place in my music has ever been, bro.
Like, I feel your happiness through the screen. So I'm happy for you. You seem in a real great place. And you made so many great points there. And even with the people buying things on Instagram, right? I go to these pages and you'll see all these, you click the, and other likes, they're all dummy accounts. It's like Sela 456922421, Vincent 492, and like that isn't like right now an ego boost I need. I'm with you, just putting in the hard work, you'll get noticed by the right person. Yeah. I mean, I'm like try to stay relevant on the social media things too. And you made a great point as well, where your success on Instagram will not translate to something else. I talk about this a lot. I had the shiny object syndrome for a while with Instagram, chasing the followers. I don't have any sexy topics like music right away, but you know, the books, I had YouTube just completely not even being used. A whole entire network where I'm producing videos and people are seeing my face word to word. That 100 followers organically, I don't care what anybody says. If you actually grew your YouTube account, that first 100 followers I had to get.
That means a lot.
It took like 8 years.
It's like
it took forever to get those followers. So I respect how you said that, and I appreciate you said that.
Oh man, I gotta subscribe to your YouTube account.
I don't know if we do each other. We'll have to do that for each other. I'll get a preview of this episode when it comes out on that channel. You've talked about so many great things, Thaisel. But before I let you go and I revisit your social media, your website, I'd love to ask for just one piece of advice you may have. Now that you're experienced, you know, a decade into the music industry, advice for some new folks who are just getting into the music industry, maybe some mistakes you made in the beginning, something that could help them on their journey.
Learn how to produce your own music. I literally taught myself how to produce my music in less than 4 months, bro. And like, I have a song coming out where I'm making beats like for real now. It's like, cause like producing music is not as hard as people make it seem. And you have actually free loops online of synths, guitars, drums. So all you really have to do is put them together. So, okay, you can be a producer where you're making every sound, but when you have free things online with no commercial rights use, like it's still producing. And the fact that even engineers don't make money, man. Like they might make a direct a payment, but when it comes to percentages for royalties, it's producers and writers. I didn't know that. I thought me engineering my music, it was a good thing for me. But honestly, producing is the most important thing for musicians because you literally get that money back and more over the songwriters and the artists. So my biggest advice to anybody that's doing music, learn how to produce music. Like that's one thing that if I would have known back then, because I'm so dope right now and it's only like 4 or 5 months into it.
Insane.
I'm like, if I would have had this mentality, like, you know, 14 years back, think about what I'm doing right now. It's like, it's crazy, but it's cool because it's part of my journey.
It's all lessons learned. And that's unfortunately entrepreneurship. And you've heard me say this, I'm sure there's no blueprint, there's no textbook. It is simply trial and error. You thinking you know it, then you don't. You fix it a little bit, you still don't get it. You do it again, again, again. Thaisel, AKA Black Butterfly, please again share all your social media, your website, best place to find your music, all things for you.
Yeah, so my main focus right now is my Spotify. I need those numbers up. People take Spotify so serious.
And that's Black Butterfly with no A in the first black.
Yeah, so all one word, Black Butterfly, no A. So B-L-C-K, Butterfly, all one word. Yeah, and that's everywhere. It's even on Instagram. It's on YouTube. That's on Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, all that. My YouTube is literally... same thing, Black Butterfly. I think my Black Butterfly topic page from when I upload randomly to sites goes up. But right after that, you see my personal page, Black Butterfly. So, yeah, man.
I love it. Well, I'm literally on the conversation with you. I'm copying and pasting Black Butterfly into YouTube. Subscribe to that channel right now.
Oh,
you got 1,380,000 subscribers. You're on your way.
Yeah, but that's also live from like 10 years, bro. So it's like,
All right. Well, yeah, let's follow each other on there. Let's keep working together. I'll bring you back again in another year or so to continue to talk about all the updates, the great work you do. Thank you again for taking the time as we are starting our day together here. Right now, he's on the East Coast, so we get these early meetings in. Very much appreciative the value you bring to the audience here each and every time you come on the show. And until next time, I wish you continued success and keep grinding.
Thank you so much, brother. Keep doing your thing as well.